question about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Avrami, take it away. Pass this down.
Avrami Brodsky.
The quandary or the story?
No, my a story.
A story.
Is that five? Is that okay?
Great, go for it. Avrami Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so I was right before Marv yesterday. Was yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Last night I was thinking about like my car cleaning in Lakewood and whatever right before Pesach.
Yeah.
And I was like money and this that, and I was thinking, when should I learn? Should I learn at night, before Shacharis, after Shacharis, and after I work or whatever? And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm not gonna think about it. And then I was like, okay, I have to learn no matter what, and whatever money I make, I'll make. And then like Tzveli walks and opens up my door, and he's like, Avrami, do you want to do my father's office? You want to do all his cars? Should I call him up and ask him if you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, for sure. How much? Whatever. So basically,
you struck it big over there.
Yeah, it was like right after.
That is beautiful.
So I didn't take out that. I like, oh wow, just give me more jobs. I got out that it's not for me to worry about how much money I'm making. If Hashem wants to send me more money, he'll still open up my door. And
there you go. Open the just like that. Open up the door. So I want to share with you something that we've been speaking about, and this is
work for me.
This is super duper important. Super duper important. I'm going to share with you right now. Are you with me?
Yep.
Okay, great. Just as follows. Let's do with all this. And we spoke about it last week, but I really feel like you have to bring this home because the problem with all these beautiful Amuna stories, and that was a great story. Avrami?
Well,
excellent. Well done. Problem with all these Amuna stories is like, okay, so if I lose my MP3, I just say everything's good, Hashem's going to give it back to me, right? No, not necessarily. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. We got all these great stories of like, okay, Hashem, you know what? I'm just going to learn, and I'm not going to have to, I'm not going to worry about work, and boom, all of a sudden comes banging down my door, right? So it's important to realize that the only reason this works is because Avrami did not say, you know, if I just decide I'm going to learn, Hashem's going to like send me lots of cash. I'm like, you know what? Like what he just said, you know what? It's not for me to worry about. Hashem wants it to come, it'll come. Hashem doesn't want it to come, it won't come. That's a very important part of this equation. Because not always is making money good for you. Not always is having the job good for you. It could be that Avrami would have been better for Avrami to not have the job. For whatever various reasons it might be better for him not to have the job. Maybe because he should have more time learning. Maybe because he should have more time relaxing. But maybe it is good for him to have the job. Well, guess what? Because his bro who sent him the job and said, this is good for you. But Avrami was 100% fine with Hashem not sending it. Now, this is where it's super duper important. You ready? Yehuda, you with me? The same is true in Ruchaniyut. Ruchaniyut is the same thing. Someone wants to like be like awesome in learning. He really wants to be awesome in learning. He wants to be able to learn. He wants to be able to make a laning. He wants to be able to like know Masechta. He wants to be able to like know Alocha well. He wants like he's got like all this big drive. He's like pumped up for the drive. And he's like frustrated because he feels like it's not working. It's frustrating because it feels like it's not working. So we are conditioned to be results oriented. What does results oriented mean? We're conditioned to believe like who's quote unquote cut out for learning. You ask someone who's cut out for learning, what would they say? Describe someone who's cut out for learning. What would you say that most people would say is the description of someone
that's good at it?
What do you mean good at it? Give me an example.
Somebody that
nobody wanted to
swim. Comes easy. Comes easy. You know those people that like books? You know what I'm talking about? I hate those people. I don't hate those people, but I'm so not that person.
Donnie Brandt.
You know those people that just like books? You know the people that like in their spare time, like when I have interviews with people, like, so what do you do in your spare time? I read encyclopedias. Okay. There are people like that. They just enjoy information. Like a Gemara is like stimulating to them. It's like, wow, it's exciting. You know those people that they like love languages and they never forget languages? So reading Aramaic is like, it's so thrilling. you know? Yeah. And then there's people that, like, the intellectual, like, challenge of answering a question of Reb Gevager or whatever it might be, there's people that they're just born to learn. You know what I mean? They're just born that way. So that guy is made, he's made out for learning. That is a huge, monumental mistake. That is a big mistake, because then we want to see results. But if a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is in control of our results, we're not looking for results. What are we looking for? As Moshe Kazan said, we're looking for effort. Is there anyone in this room that cannot try his hardest? Is there such a thing as a person can't try? No. So you can all try. So then, if you do try and work hard, then you're a success. That's a big mistake we make. We want to see, like, okay, how did I do this past year? Everybody say, we had a nice long winter's month. It's not over. It's almost over. Okay? It's, like, amazing how fast it went. It's not over. We still got ways to go. And you don't want to collapse right before the finish line. That would be, like, depressing. But, okay, we've done enough that we can look back a little bit and say, okay, what did I accomplish? I want to tell you. It's nice to say I finished the Masechta. We're talking about that. Those of us that just made a siyum on the Mishnah. It's nice to say that I honed my skills. Nice to say. But you know what the biggest accomplishment is? I worked my kishkas off. You can insert whatever part of the body you want to put over there. I worked my legs off. I worked my brain off. I worked my hair on my chinny chin chin off. That's the biggest accomplishment, and then you could say this man was a success. I worked harder than I ever worked before in my life. Everything else is up to Hashem. I know how to make a landing. I don't make a landing. You know, I remember what I learned. I don't remember. I worked hard. So some people remember everything. There are people like that. They never forget anything. So that means that they did a better job than you? Not at all. Doesn't mean anything. You work hard, you're a success. And a person has to realize that it's Lila Takaj Brochman. Now something magical will happen. I guarantee this to you. I guarantee it to you. When you are ready to work hard, say, Hashem, I'm just going to work hard. I don't care if I know the Masechta, don't know the Masechta. I'm going to become the Gadol HaDor, I won't become the Gadol HaDor. I'm going to work my fingernails off. You say that, then something magical happens. All of a sudden, Torah starts going in. Just starts going in. And you start understanding. It starts becoming clearer. And it starts becoming more enjoyable. You start remembering it. Well, that happens. It all happens. I guarantee you. I guarantee it. And I'll prove it to you also. But before I do, if a person says, okay, Hashem, I'm going to work hard, but I need to see the money. I need to see that. I'm willing to work hard. But only if I become the best guy in the yeshiva, only become, like, sick at learning, then I'll work hard. That's not it. Because then you're saying, I need to see the results. The same way that Avrami Brodsky over here did a great job at saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, make the money, don't make the money. Whatever, Hashem, whatever you want, that's what's going to be. I'm going to do the right thing. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you can do the right thing. Then he will decide to send it to you. Maybe, maybe not when it comes to Gashmias. When it comes to Ruchnias. When it comes to learning. Guaranteed. You say, Hashem, I'm working hard. Because Baruch is going to give it to you. I can prove it to you. Anyone have a proof? I have a Mishnah. Proof and a Mishnah. Perkeos. Yogata. Veloy Matzasa. Al Tamen. The Mishnah says, you worked hard. You didn't manage to find it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Can't be.
Guaranteed. You got me. What does your got to mean? That means you're working mighty hard. Maybe we're not working that hard yet. Give me a second. Maybe we're not working that hard. But you work hard. Your got to veloy matzasa al tamin. Do not believe it. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it cannot happen. It cannot happen. But the guy's going to work hard and say, "I feel like I didn't get it." Now again, some people work really hard. They say, but I work so hard. And I tell them why, and you call them out on it, and if they're honest, they'll say you're right. I call them out and I say, you worked hard, but you only worked hard because you wanted to be the number one guy, because you wanted to make it. You weren't willing. If I would have told you before, you're going to work your tail off, and you know what, you might not get it, you wouldn't have done it. So you weren't really working hard. You were waiting for the big the big windfall, you're waiting for the, you know, for the big prize at the end.
Is there anything wrong with saying like, I want to work, I'm going to work really hard, but I want to get it?
I would like to get it. It's nice, but that's not, then you don't have the guarantee. The guarantee you got is only, you want to turn that off? Is that okay? It's warm enough now. Turn it off. And I'll tell you where it's from. You ready? Here goes. Let's say those words again. Does anyone know what the word yogata means? Yogata, anyone? What does the word mean? Miyageya means you worked hard. You tired yourself. Matsasa. You know what the word matsasa means? Found. What does it mean, found? You find things?
Yeah, you found what you want, what you were looking for.
You find it, or you reached it?
It comes to you.
That's cool.
Unexpected. That's getting it.
It sounds like it's unexpected. There it is. Yehuda's on the ball. In other words, if I say, I'm only doing this if I get it, I'm working, I want a reward, it's not Matziah. Matziah is where you're just walking down the street, and whoa, look at that. Where did that come from? Wow. I wasn't expecting that. If you're expecting it, you don't have a guarantee. You got to say, Hashem, I'm ready to do this. I'm going to work my elbow off right now. I'm going to do that for you, Hashem. Because I know that's what you want. And then Hashem, are you ready to work for me? Here it is. He's going to drop it on you. When your person has an idea of learning, comes up with a pshat. You know what's called in Yiddish? Anyone know Yiddish here? Yehoven. A gedank? No, there's another word. What do you say in Yiddish? I have an idea. You know how to say it? You know Yiddish? Keine weiß nicht kein Yiddish was? Ein Hoben Einfall. Ja? Ein Einfall. Was heißt ein Einfall? Was meint Einfall?
You want fall.
Does anyone know what Einfall means? What does the word Fall mean?
Fall.
Fall. Einfall means something.
That sense.
No. Fell. It fell. Something fell into my head. It's the eingefallen in cup. It fell down. Just like fell into your head. What does it mean it fell into your head? I thought of that. You know what it means? It's a gefallen. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu said here. He just dropped it like blink, like right into your head. It's like, maybe this Rashi is like the Taisvis and Baba Basra. Like, where did I get that from? Where did that come from? It's an einfall. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen, you work hard, and I'm just going to drop it right into your head. Bleep. Bleep. There it is. Dropped it right inside. So, that is, I think, a very important idea that we speak about learning. When we speak about the which, does anyone know which Keli represents the Torah? The Aron is right. I'm going to focus on the Aron. Menorah also, but the Aron is one of the Keli. Basically, you wanted to say something. Yeah, let me just finish this and then you're going to do it, okay? The Aron represents the Torah. Do you know there's something fascinating, a miracle that happened with the Aron? Whoever carried the Aron, carried them. So let me ask you a question. How could you carry something if it's carrying you? You ever tried carrying something that carries you? That's going to be pretty like, how does that work exactly? The answer is, you got to say, I'm carrying you, Aron. And then the Aron carries you. But what happens if a guy's like, oh, I'm so tired. How am I going to get there? Oh, I'll tell the Aron I'm carrying it, and then it'll carry me. Whoa, what a great idea, right? Is that going to work?
Nope. No.
It's not going to work. You got to say, it's got to be real. You got to say, I'm going to carry you. And with how, as ever hard as it is, as ever challenging as it is, I'm ready to do it. And then Hashem says, you know what? You're taka ready. Here goes. I'll take you. That's the way it is in Rachmias. Person's got to be ready to work hard. Yogata Matzas. So Metziah, Hashem says, you work hard, and it'll come to you. You don't even know where it's coming from. But the point is that we have to be prepared to just work. We don't need to be successful. We live in such a society where success is glorified. But success is not in our hands. It's not about how far you get. It's about how hard you try. And I think that that's something that's very, very important. Yeah.
First a kind of a proof, then a question.
Yeah.
I heard from Rabbi Kalish that when someone makes it, that whenever somebody does something for you and you work, that's when you're told Yashar Koach. You tell someone that did something for you and gave his kaychas,
right.
You tell him Yashar Koach. Someone that gave up his kaychas, say Yashar Koach, Hashem should bless him, give him more strength.
Right.
And when someone has mazel, they get a mazel tov. When someone has a baby, they say mazel tov. When someone gets engaged, they say mazel tov. But the question is, by when someone finishes a Siyum, why do you say Mazel? You say Yasher Koyach. The guy worked hard. Right. And it turns because it's Mazel. It's the guy who worked, and then he was just given Gachat to finish. The same thing, Mazel by Siyum.
Very nice.
And then I have a question. If everything is working just to get it, just to work, you could not knowing you're going to get it, then how do you make goals? I think if I'm making a goal, I want to get the goal. I want to finish this Masechta. Why am I saying I want to finish the Masechta? I just say I want to learn.
That's an excellent question.
And also, I'd say, sure, you're a first aider. You could just say, I'm going to first aider just to learn. But I'm going to first aider to prepare for share and know the whole share. So I'm going with the goal to get share. I'm not just saying I'm learning, sitting here for 2 hours just learning.
Okay, we'll deal with the second one first. There's a direction in your learning. In other words, you're directing your learning towards share. This definitely is merit in having direction. But is my goal... Why do I set up goals in my learning? Why do I have goals? I want to finish the Masechta. I want to finish Shas. I want to finish...
So you won't give up.
So I think that the answer is something similar to what Morty is saying. Is that really, honestly...
Motivation.
What?
Motivation.
We shouldn't really need it.
If you make it...
We need motivation. We all need motivation, right? So why do we have a Europe trip? Forget it. We're always like canceling the Europe trip. That's it. We're not going. Sorry. It's not happening. No. You should learn because you want to learn. And that's it. Forget it. Why you finished the Masechta. Big whoop, you finished the Masechta. No, of course we all need... we need motivation. We're all human beings.
So
human beings need to make plans, and we need motivations. We need aspirations, and we need goals. I want to differentiate between aspirations and goals in a minute, if I can. Yes, Rafal.
What about not coming to learn? Let's say someone in Ruchnius is working on a character, working on anger.
Right.
So he has a goal that he says, "I'm working my hardest. I'm not being angry. I don't want to be angry.
Right.
So it's my goal not to be angry.
Right.
I want Hashem to help me not be angry. So I'm going to put on all my kaifas not to be angry.
Right.
But and then
it's very good to have a goal.
Is that their attitude? Someone's going with the mind. I mean, is someone supposed to say, "I'm working on this character trait. I'm going to work my hardest on it. And if I don't accomplish it, then I'm just going. It's my job to work on it.
That's
it's
right.
My job to accomplish
100%,
it.
100%. A person should. You know, there's a saying. I have a saying, and I have a books of different sayings. It's better to shoot high and miss than to shoot low and hit. Which is that it's better. You know what? I hope I never reach my goals, because if I did, then I never didn't set them high enough. I hope I didn't reach my goals. If I did, then I didn't set them high enough. Why? Because okay, now I'm happy. Why you happy? What? Now I can relax. Why? Now I'm okay. That's it. I'm done. No, I got to set my goals higher. I got to do more. I got to start in other things. We got to keep challenging ourselves. Goals are there for a motivational tool. But a person doesn't necessarily have to have those motivational tools necessarily. Hold on a second, if you don't mind. Share the wealth.
Why should you set your goals high and not hit? I'm saying,
let me explain to you. I'm a little older than you.
Yeah.
And Baruch Hashem, I've got some years on you. Now, there's a challenge when you're younger, or different people have to know where they are, of believing in yourself. And you need to be able to accomplish your goals in order to believe, yes, I can do this. It's very important. But there's a challenge when you're older to keep yourself like driven, motivated, and you're believing yourself already. Set your goals as high as you can, because you just keep working and working and working till the day that you die. And then you are a legend. But if you set your goal like X high, you're like, okay, I got it. I'm done. So what do you do the rest of your life?
That's one goal. Next goal.
Okay, so that's those are, I guess you could say, the difference between aspirations and goals. That's really what I wanted to speak about.
I'm not There's a difference like a between goal, like to say that you can to show yourself that you can accomplish something. I'm saying a goal to get I need to go from here to here and accomplish this amount of stuff. In order for me to accomplish this amount of stuff, I want to.
So, but why don't you?
Once you do that, it's not like okay, now I'm done.
Why don't you set your goal? Set your goals higher. Why are you saying I only want to finish Bubba Kama? I say I want to finish Bubba Kama, Matsya, Bubba Basra.
But
I say I want to finish one pair. I'm going to say the difference between aspirations and goals, which maybe will make Avrami. What Avrami said is right. We're going to have to stop soon. The difference between aspirations and goals, I think, are as follows. Does anyone want to suggest the difference between aspirations and goals? Anyone else? You guys are. Anyone else? How about Rabbi Frankel? I know, silence is golden. And I know that you got a lot to say, you're just like holding it back. But share with us maybe. There is aspirations and goals. aspiration is your long-term goal, and goal is your short-term goal. Is that what you're saying?
Battles in the ultimate war.
That's good.
Aspiration is maybe like the final point where you want to get out to.
That's basically what Rabbi Frankel's saying. Same
battles
thing.
And ultimate war.
Aspiration is where you want to get to. That's your reach, your destination. And goals are short-term goals.
Maybe goals will help you get to the aspiration.
Yes, right, goals will help you get to the aspiration. Anyone else?
Battles no.
Okay, now the floor is open for everyone.
That's crazy.
Morty, you got any aspirations and goals? You're with your...
I don't have a goal. Like, do you have a goal at 30? Or I have a goal to a picture of a bunch of different things that I want to do and become...
Okay, those are all short-term goals, maybe.
No, at the end.
Oh, so you're saying goals are long-term goals. So what's the difference between aspirations and goals?
Right. I think there's two different types of levels. There's one all the way down the road. How do you want to be? What type? Same. What do you want to accomplish?
Okay, what is that? Is that aspiration or goal?
That's an aspiration.
Okay, and then maybe, and then you have like.
Goals.
Okay, so that's what Ellie Frankel's saying. Aspirations and goals. I want to say something else. I think that's what most people would say. I'm going to make a different suggestion. You ready? Aspirations are things that I perhaps don't ever think I'm ever going to be able to be. I aspire. Doesn't mean I'm never going to get there. A goal is something that I really want to reach. I aspire to be... Rivki Vager. It's my aspiration. It's my dream. Maybe aspirations will be a dream. Something I aspire to. A goal is something that I know I can accomplish.
But what good is aspiration going to do for you if you know you're never going
to? So I'm going to go back to what Avrami said is really right. A person shouldn't set his sights. The problem is not to set your sights high and miss; it's to set your sights low and hit. If you don't have aspirations, so then you're never going to get anywhere. You want to try to aspire to be Rivki Vager. Will I ever be there? No, but I'll get much further than someone that doesn't aspire to be Rivki Vager. But goals is something that I can accomplish and I should accomplish, as Avrami said. We want to accomplish our goals. We are going to continue with more Amun of Adves Hashem, hopefully
tomorrow,
next week. Good day, everybody.
How do you stop?
I don't know.
Also,
you
done? Morning, Rabbi. You want to be. You want to be. You want to change.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll end it out.